This is a talk for St John's Birkdale for Sunday the 3rd of December, and my name is Sally Wright. Thank you for listening as we embark on a new series entitled Jesus from Cradle to Cross. And during this exciting series, we're going to examine the life of Jesus to see what we can learn from how he lived here on earth. I'm going to begin this series by looking at Jesus the expected. But what do you expect in life? You might be expecting a big credit card bill in January when all the festivities are over. You might be expecting some lovely family time around the Christmas tree. You might be expecting to feel really full with turkey on Christmas Day. Or you might be expecting some bad news when you go to your hospital appointment. We all live with expectations, some far more profound than others for our lives. We think we know what to expect at times, and at other times we look forward with trepidation. You may be listening today full of excitement about what lies ahead, but many of us are dreading something that lies ahead of us. In today's reading from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, it begins with a famous line, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light." The people Isaiah was writing about were taken captive and oppressed by a pagan nation, Assyria. They needed hope, a future, a saviour. Darkness is a strange thing, isn't it? Have you ever thought that darkness isn't the presence of something? It's actually an absence of something. We have darkness because there is an absence of light. And we spend lots of money personally, as a town, as a church, and indeed as a country, trying to create light. Because we know without light, we cannot see. If you've come to our house over the Christmas period, you would see that it looks more like Blackpool illuminations than Blackpool illuminations. There are fairy lights and candles arranged to create light, ambience, and a cosy Christmas feeling. As we start this Christmas season with all the candles and bright lights, we need to first begin with darkness, the absence of Jesus. And it reminds us why the birth of Jesus was predicted and foretold here in Isaiah. This was all predicted. Jesus was expected. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 9. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." How many times have you heard that reading before? You know that when we're in the Christmas period, those are usually the first reading in the carol service. And why is that? Well, they foretell the coming of Jesus. Back in the Old Testament, we are told of Jesus's coming. This is our go-to passage to demonstrate that this event was predicted. But did you realise that there are 322 direct prophecies that describe to us the character and nature of the coming Messiah, as well as giving specific details about his birth, his life, and his death? That is truly amazing, don't you think? Scholars tell us that nearly 25% of the Old Testament is prophecy. It's a dominant theme. That is why it's so important for us today, not irrelevant. We are told here in Isaiah, Jesus is coming. And the world should be watching for the birth of a baby who would be God. So what does this passage about the expected Jesus tell us about his character? And how can something written 700 years before Jesus' birth be relevant for us today? Well, let's go back to the prophecy and see what it tells us about the Jesus who was predicted here. Have you ever focused on the names given to Jesus in this reading? They are truly incredible names. Firstly, Wonderful Counselor. God, in all his awesome glory, is offering to send his Son, Jesus, to the earth to be our counselor, to guide us through our problems. Do we focus on how wonderful God is whilst we're in the midst of our problems? God knows you. God loves you. God sent his Son to die for you. He promises his presence with us. The same God that threw stars into space and crafted you in your mother's womb. Focusing on how awesome God is doesn't take away our problems, but it does alter how we go through them. We can seek the wisdom that is available to us through a living relationship with Jesus. Jesus, the wonderful counselor who will offer guidance to those who seek him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He offers counsel that is bespoke to us as individuals, as he knows even the hairs on your head. Those of you who are overwhelmed with problems today, know that in Christ you have the promise of God, a wonderful counselor. And when we're lost or confused, we can turn to Jesus for direction. That is what was predicted here, and that is what we can expect of Jesus today. It's promised for each of us, a wonderful counselor. Secondly, we are to expect Jesus to be a mighty God. Do you remember the storm on the lake where Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat and the disciples thought they would drown? Peter shouted at Jesus, "Don't you care?" And Jesus stood up and rebuked the wind and the rain. They ceased. Jesus rebuked a storm and it ceased. What kind of man is this that even the wind and the rain obeys him? Jesus' mightiness is not just over the wind and the rain. He has power to rescue us from our sins. When troubles hit you, you have a mighty God. And this title, Mighty God, emphasizing that Jesus is God. He is not just the baby that was born in Bethlehem or the man who died on the cross at Easter. He is God himself who came down to earth in human form. He conquered sin and death, and he, Jesus, is able to save us from our sins and give us eternal life. That is what we can expect. Jesus, the mighty God, with power and authority to alter our lives. Thirdly, Jesus, the everlasting Father. The gift of Jesus is not a short-term gift, like those that don't make it past Christmas Day, or those that you open and smile politely, then put in a drawer. Jesus is long-term, everlasting, eternal, and he promises to be a father like no other. I don't know what your experience of a father is like, whether that is a positive image in your life or it conjures up thoughts of being let down, rejected, abused even. Unfortunately, for many, that is their earthly experience of a father. But that isn't what we can expect from Jesus, our everlasting Father. He loves us unconditionally. He is always there for us. His love surrounds us each and every day, even before we loved him back. His fatherhood is everlasting, which means his love for you is eternal. He wants to spend eternity with you and promises you a place in heaven with him. We are told in the Bible that we can expect him to be preparing a place for us even as we speak. In John 14 we read, "And since I'm going away to prepare a place for you, I will come back and welcome you into my presence, so you may be where I am." Our everlasting Father, Jesus, is today preparing a place for you. And that is what we can expect. That is what we're promised. However, you need to read on to what Thomas, one of the disciples, he asked a very profound question. How do we know the way? And Jesus goes on to answer, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our place is being prepared, but needs to be claimed. Some of us will receive gift tokens as presents over Christmas. I know that we always love a meal voucher for one of our favourite restaurants, and I even have a special place in our desk in the hall where I store them ready for when we want to use them. Some generous person has paid the price for a token and then given it to us to claim. But only when we go into the restaurant and redeem the token is it any use to us. Sitting in a safe place in our hall is no good. It's not what the giver of the gift intended for us to do. And we're not receiving the benefit of a fantastic meal with it hidden away. Jesus has paid the price for you already when he died on the cross for you. He paid for your sin so that you do not need to be separated from God, so that you can take up the offer of a place in heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. And it's by giving our lives to him that we can enjoy what has been paid for us. Like the gift vouchers we receive, there is a use-by date on them and they can expire and become useless. Jesus' offer, on the other hand, is through our lifetime. We need to make a decision to accept the offer. Cash it in, if you like, before it's too late, before we expire and are separated from God. And lastly, you can expect Jesus to be the Prince of Peace. You are offered through Jesus a real lasting peace, the peace that passes all understanding and ultimately peace with God. This is not the kind of peace that the world offers. It's not the self-help books or the mindfulness or the scented candles. It's not a temporary or a superficial peace. It's the peace that Jesus gives, which is deep and lasting. It's the peace that comes from knowing that we are reconciled with God and that we have a secure future here on earth and a secure future for eternity in heaven, a place being prepared for you. We can find rest knowing that he's in control and that he is working all things for good. God is at work in your life, even when we don't know it. If you're having to wait, know this today. God has everything under control. When God's time is right, he will answer you. But in the meantime, he promises to protect you. The Prince of Peace is at work in our lives and our church. We just need to be at peace and put our faith and trust in him. We can find peace in surrendering our lives to Jesus, placing all we are and all we have in his hands. Jesus was expected. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. That same Jesus is with us today. It's personal for you. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government of your life can be on his shoulders if you recognise him today as the way, the truth and the life, and place your life in his hands. You don't need to have an absence of light any longer. No more darkness. And he will be called a wonderful counsellor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That is the light that we can expect daily in our lives. At the beginning of the talk, I talked about Jesus being expected, predicted. And as I end, I want us just to go back to that. The announcement of Jesus' birth in this reading was made 700 years before his birth, and it was fulfilled. It happened. Even secular history books acknowledge that. Jesus' coming to earth was all planned. The Bible is full of other predictions that have come true. We know that we can trust the word of God. So how is this relevant to me today? Because the Bible has the ultimate prediction for our futures. It tells us that Jesus will come again. And that is predicted numerous times, so be in no doubt it will happen. And as promised, in the fullness of time, Jesus will come again. We have the second coming of Jesus predicted for us. And how is that going to affect you? Well, the Bible says, this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. The Son of God is coming, literally, bodily, back to earth. Not as a weak baby this time, but as the King of Kings. We are told to expect it. God's word is trustworthy. That's been proved by what we've already been fulfilled from prophecy. What is said would happen has happened. And as we'll see over the coming weeks, the coming of Jesus to earth had a profound impact on many people. So how will his second coming affect you? Are we expecting it? Are you, am I, ready to meet this wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, face to face? Are you ready? Am I? Amen.